Well, I should warn you, too, that perhaps speaking on a street corner in the city of Chicago is not as easy an endeavor as you might have thought. They tend to arrest people here for that. Well, it's 2 days after the election, and it's morning in America.
Yeah.
Not. Those who are looking at the press today, Nancy Pelosi has already signaled very clearly that an investigation of the president, impeachment proceedings of the president, an investigation into war profiteering, all these things are off the agenda. They're not going to do them. They're in their words, not going to be, in Nancy's words, a precipitous withdrawal would not be in the country's interests or the party's interests. So those who were hoping that a vote for the Democrats yesterday, a sea change in Congress, would lead to something different, hello, we're still back in the United States of America, and it means we have to get busy. And you don't even have to look to the comments coming out of the election yesterday to figure that our own Senator Barack Obama, as early as October of 2004, was suggesting that quote-unquote surgical missile strikes on Iran might be necessary. Quote, launching some missile strikes into Iran is not the optimal position for us to be in. On the other hand, having a radical Muslim theocracy in possession of nuclear weapons is worse. Okay, and he went on to say that perhaps if the dictator of Pakistan, the U.S.-backed nuclear-armed dictator of Pakistan, was overthrown, then perhaps military strikes against that country might be necessary as well. So I'm not going to go into a long diatribe about the state of the Democrats, except to say that clearly those of us who see the most important thing that we need to be doing is stopping the current wars as well as preventing a new war, we've got our work cut out for us. And this forum is aimed at building that sort of movement by educating all of us about what's going on in Iran, the history of American imperialism vis-a-vis that country, and so forth. The one thing that I would just like to finish on is to give a plug for a very important project that the Chicago Coalition Against War Racism has been actually working on for about a year now. And if ever there is a time to step up that project, the time is now. And that is, as Jolene mentioned, the emergency response in the event of an attack on Iran by the United States or a proxy such as Israel. The fact of the matter is that, unfortunately, the anti-war movement was not strong enough to prevent an attack on Iraq, but the fact that some 15,000 people in this town flooded onto the streets, onto Lakeshore Drive, sent a clear message to the other side that there would be political consequences if they went forward with that war, and the city is still paying those consequences. We're locked in a pitched civil liberties battle with the help of people like the National Lawyers Guild, some of whom are in the audience. But this is an ongoing battle, and one of the things that I really want to push is we're going to be starting a sticker campaign tonight to get these stickers in as many places around the city as possible. It basically details the emergency response plan, which is in the event of a U.S. attack on Iran or an attack by a proxy, people are to flood down to the Federal Plaza, Adams and Dearborn, at 5 p.m. the day of the attack, as well as 5 p.m. the day after the attack. And just so that we can contact you about things going on with this plan, I wanted to start this mailing list around the room. Please sign up so we can contact you. If you want to get more involved, we'll give you ways to do that as well. Is there going to be a war on Iran? I don't know. I mean, I've been going back and forth about it. One day it seems like, oh, they're so bogged down in Iran and Iraq that they can't do it. And the next day I think, yeah, they're just arrogant enough that they might try it. But by having a well-developed emergency response plan that not only all of us know about, but the other side sees us seriously organizing for it by getting this message throughout the neighborhoods in this city and beyond, It sends a message to the other side that if and when they do launch this attack, they are going to pay a political price, as high a political price, hopefully more of a political price than they paid on March 20th, 2003, when we had that mass march on Lakeshore Drive. I think a lot of people are rightfully pissed off. If there's one thing the elections did tell us, in however, you know, distorted form, people are angry about this war. But I think they'll find in short order the Democrats aren't going to be doing anything to stop it, and that it's really up to the people here to not only stop the current wars, but to stop a potential war on Iran. And getting busy with this project is a great way to communicate that, not only to our own people, but to, frankly, fire a warning shot across the bow of the people that would launch this war against the people of Iran. So I'll leave it there. We've got some terrific guest speakers here tonight, and I look forward to learning a lot from both of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge some really special guests we have in our audience today. We have with us Kyle Snyder, who is AWOL from the U.S. Army. Has quite the story to tell. He was in Iraq, saw some things that he didn't like, and went to his commanding officers, and as a result, he's with us today, subject to arrest at any moment. And Jerry Condon is a resistor from the Vietnam War as well, who's with us today. Thanks for coming.